me about your background and how you got involved in audio branding.
I'm Henry Dorr, and I work as a principal sound designer for Nokia. My musical background comes from the classical piano, and later on I would develop an interest in creative music technology. This culminated in a music degree at the Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama in Cardiff. Ever since I started in my role at Nokia all of 10 years ago, the concept of audio branding has always been of critical importance for Nokia's sound, not least because we have one of the most recognised pieces of music in the world, the Nokia tune.
What are your thoughts on audio branding in general?
First and foremost, there needs to be a deep understanding of the brand and the consumer. The audio branding you implement should then really enhance the brand, in harmony with the other sensory touchpoints, via expertly crafted and intelligent sound design and music. You should also be careful not to overuse, and know when the use of sound is inappropriate. Remember, silence is golden. I think it's a very prosperous time for the audio branding community right now. Every day you will come across scenarios where you feel that a business or brand could benefit through the simple application of audio branding. And for me, this makes it a very exciting time for the business and audio branding enthusiasts alike.
How do you feel about the Audio Branding Congress, and what do you think people will take away from it?
The Congress is always a good time to take stock and see how far audio branding has come, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm also of course happy that the Congress will be in Oxford this year, not too far from home. I'm sure the University of Oxford will be a very apt venue and host. Following on from last year's excellent shortlist, I'm expecting another high quality array of case studies. They should each be unique in their own right while setting benchmarks for the audio branding industry.
What are your predictions for the future of audio branding?
I think it will become a given that how a company uses sound will be structured and well thought out, likely through an established core set of sounds and guidelines. The audio branding business will need to find new and innovative ways to further express a brand through audio, which hopefully we have gone some way to achieve with the Audio Branding Award case study.
Can you tell us a little bit about your case and what makes it special?
By offering ringtones targeted to a specific country or region, we demonstrate how a global brand can reach out on a local level through audio whilst keeping the core audio brand true. Nokia's case study also shows how it's possible to effectively open up your audio brand to communities via crowdsourcing.
What are you looking forward to talking about and sharing with us at the Congress?
Maybe this question just comes from a designer perspective, but I'd like to gain opinion on whether the main role of consumer research really is to simply validate what we think we already know.
What are your expectations?
An interesting mix of people, which for me will hopefully lead to some useful insights around the more scientific aspect of audio branding. Working in a primarily creative position, I'm certainly keen to learn more in this area.
And last but not least, we would like to thank our sponsor, The Sound Agency.